With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
They're British cycling's second golden couple. Even they admit they don't have as many medals as the Kennys, but Laura and Neil Fackie are out to add some more to their medal tally in Tokyo. As well as married, they're both tandem riders, Laura with Corin Hall and Neil with Matt Rotherham.
It's definitely a bit of a relief to see how successful and well-received the Olympics were. That's always a positive thing. So it just fills us with a bit more optimism that the Paralympics will also be a success. And just kind of want to get out there now and get it done, really. It's been a long 5 years.
How frustrating has it been, or has it been given you actually more time to train?
For us, it's been a godsend this extra year. There's no way we'd have been in the shape we are now if we'd have had to have competed a year ago. So yeah, although at the time when it was announced, the delay, I was pretty devastated by it. Now when I look back, I'm really relieved we've had this extra year, and just intrigued to see what we can now do with all the hard work we've put in over this past 18 months.
Talk about your relationship with Corin. How did that come about? How is it? And how important is that pilot in case of the tandem?
Well, I mean, I couldn't ride a bike without Corin. I go on the back. I'm totally blind. She's basically my eyes on the bike. She's in control of the brakes and the gears, and it's kind of on her to make sure we get round and stay up. And we started riding together back in 2013 now, so quite a long time ago, and we've been through a lot. We've had our ups and we've had our downs, and we work well together because we both kind of know and respect each other and know that we've both got the same goal, and it's fun to be able to ride a bike with someone who I get on well with.
I was going to say, when I spoke to Matty Lee and Tom Daly before they went out to the Olympics, they said that being mates was really helpful. Is it helpful being mates?
Definitely. We need to be able to, you need to be able to have a laugh. And we've always said, a happy bike is a fast bike. We might as well enjoy the process as well. There's no point in doing what we do if we don't get any fun out of it. It's definitely a bonus to be able to get on well.
So a gold medal in Rio, a bronze medal as well in Rio. So you're going into Tokyo as a defending champion. How does that change things?
I don't think it changes anything, if I'm honest. It was 5 years ago now, so it's a long time. I know I've got that sort of target on my back now that I am a defending champion, but 5 years is a long time ago, and I want to focus on the processes, not the outcomes. We'll deal with the outcome when it happens, but so long as we go out there and do what we were training to do and implement all the plans and stuff, we'll see what comes of it in the end.
So your mindset doesn't change?
No, it doesn't at all. Whether you're a defending champion or new to the sport, you still go out on the start line, and you still want to put in your best performance and win. It doesn't change whether you're defending or not. You still want to win.
And what does it mean putting on the Paralympics GB vest, the British vest?
It's exciting, and that feeling never gets old. We got all our kit delivered a couple of weeks ago, and it's slightly different to what we've experienced in the past. Like it was all delivered to the velodrome rather than going to a kind of specific kitting out session. But, you know, it still felt incredible pulling on, especially like the Adidas leisurewear kit. That's really smart, and it feels nice when you put it on. And once we tried it on, it was basically counting down the days until we could get away with wearing it properly and that. So, yeah, it doesn't get old at all.
Now, your other half is Neil Fackey, another Olympic Paralympic champion as well. I noticed on social media he packed quite early. Was it
packer
than you?
No, I packed early. He didn't pack.
You didn't have to pack for him, did you?
I told him what to do.
Is that a normal thing, Laura?
Yeah, basically. It's a good job he's a track rider and not a road rider, because he cannot pack. So with being a track rider, they don't get to travel as much as we do as road riders. So maybe it's just that he doesn't get enough practice at it. I don't know, but he falls apart.
Hi, I'm Neil Fackey, Paralympic cyclist, riding on the back of the tandem, part of Paralympics GB, and on my way to Tokyo. I mean, it's definitely a bit different, for sure. This is a Games like no others, of course. But yeah, just as excited as ever, really. I mean, firstly, I've never been to Japan, so that's very cool. And obviously, we've just come off of the hype of the Olympics, which is always nice right before the Games, just to get the mood going, whets the appetite. So yeah, I can't wait, really. And obviously, we've had this year longer as well, so it's that kind of... And just waiting for the moment, and finally we're so close. I can't wait.
And you going to Tokyo this time as a medalist, but not the defending champion. Is that a different kind of way of going into the Games?
Yes and no. I mean, although I'm not defending Paralympic champion, we are reigning world champions. So I feel like we're the favourites anyway going into this. It doesn't really change a lot as far as I'm concerned. It's a position that Matt and I are used to. We often go into events as favourites, and that does bring an element of pressure to it, but it's a position I'd much rather be in than the rest of the world who are chasing us. So yeah, I don't think it changes things. It's maybe, if anything, it makes me more hungry, if I'm honest.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was speaking to Max Whitlock the other day, and he was saying it's a different kind of pressure when you're the targeted one, you're the one that people are looking out for. Does that resonate with you as well?
Yeah, it does. But truth is, this almost sounds slightly boastful, but it's a position I've been used to for quite a few years now, is that, you know, I've held the world record in the event for a decade now, and I've been that one who everyone's been shooting at. But it is hard to stay there, and you've got to constantly keep moving forwards, and it's about keeping that motivation to keep pushing forwards. But yeah, it's a pressure I quite like. There's something nice as well that in, which won't be the case here, I think, actually, that as defending champion, you're last off in the timed event that we do. So you're kind of the last one to go, and you know the final result as you cross the finish line, whether you've won or lost. Whereas, because we're not defending champs this time, I don't think we'll be last to race, actually. So that is a slight variation. Go back to the previous question. And obviously that does bring an element of pressure, because you see the times your opponents are doing before you. So if someone goes and breaks the world record, which could well happen here, you then have to react to that. But that's something we're very much ready for. Matt and I, we've been doing a lot of work on that. And yeah, I think we thrive off it, to be honest with you. Not to say we don't ever have little arguments. It's kind of like that married couple life, to be honest, which, of course, I go through in sport as well. So, yeah, it's one of those. I think regardless of who you ride with, when it comes to race day, you know you both want to win anyway. So we're a great team from that point of view.
You mentioned it like a married couple. Obviously, Laura's on the team as well. Is that a good thing, Neil? Do you think having her with you?
There's potential for it to not be a good thing, but we've been through it so many times. We know where the kind of potential pitfalls might lie. I'll be honest, firstly, I'm very lucky to have my member of my family out with me, which most people don't have at all. So from that point, it's a great thing to have. I can speak to Laura about other things away from cycling. We can de-stress when we need to, but of course you've got that added pressure of watching your loved ones compete, which is way more stressful than racing. So that's something I hate doing. But my kilo is about 10 minutes before her pursuit final, and that was the same in Rio, and we were both very good at almost just switching off and compartmentalizing it. So you almost discount what they're doing and you just focus on yourself. And it'd almost be considered a selfish thing, but I think we're both very good at it. And then after we're done racing, we can kind of reflect on what the other one did and whether they need to have a big hug to make them feel better or a big hug to celebrate. We'll do it either way. And yeah, hopefully this time it'll be both coming away with a gold, but who knows? I mean, anything can happen.
It'd be nice to match the Kennys.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't quite have the medal haul at games that they do at the moment. And I can only get one this time, so it's a bit more limited. But if we could both get our golds, I mean, Laura's got four chances, two in the velodrome, two on the road. So, I mean, she might be up there. Who knows? I'll do my bit and try and get that one if I can.
And she did your packing for you, Neil.
She's already mentioned to me that she put me in it, and I forgot you might mention that. Like, I've been an athlete for best part of 15 years, and I still can't figure out how you pack for these things. It's so hard. It stresses me out. So we started packing, and she was done in about an hour and a half, and I was sat with stuff just strewn across the floor, just sat in the middle with my head in my hands. Like, I've no idea what I'm doing, but she did help me, but she did gloat at first for a while, I have to say. Which didn't go down too well. So, yeah, I mean, we've got our strengths, we've got our weaknesses. That's hers. I'm sure I've got some strengths somewhere.
Neil's hoping for gold and glory in the kilo later this week, but competes in the individual pursuit on the opening day on Wednesday around 3 a.m. UK time. Laura's in action in both the velodrome this week and the road cycling at the Fuji Speedway that starts next Tuesday, August 31st.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.